I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning. I'm going to let you in on a little secret. There's something going on that is way behind the scenes, not covered in all the newspapers, and certainly is underneath the Harvey Weinstein, Kevin Spacey, all the political ins and outs of the taxes. It's very secretive. Not that it's not open to the public, because it is, but it doesn't get much headlines. But is it important? It's important for the next 10 to 20 years, because it illustrates the whole concept of a corporation and its sovereignty to a country. If I'm a corporation in Silicon Valley and I have a billion subscribers or more, like Facebook, and 500 million of those are outside the United States of America, I know I'm legally a United States corporation, but where does my direction lie? Am I obligated to the United States subscribers or to the subscribers in other countries? How do I maintain some level of neutrality as a corporation when clearly people from different corporations, from different countries, think and believe different things? And of course, advertise for different things. And that's what I call the important thing that's going on now. In the last couple of days, and I believe continuing on to today, Facebook, Google, and Twitter are before a Senate committee to answer questions on Russia running advertisements. Now, I don't know who Russia is. It could be a corporation. It could be the Russian government. We don't really know that. But let's just say somebody in Russia running ads on the Facebook platform. Now, one of the members of that committee is Senator Al Franken, and I want to read to you one of his comments. Franken says the following: people are buying ads on your platform with rubles. They are political ads. You put billions of data points together all the time. That's what I hear that these platforms do. They are the most sophisticated things invented by man. Actually, I thought getting a man on the moon or circling the earth was one of the most sophisticated things invented by man, but Al Franken believes that Facebook is the most sophisticated thing invented by man. But then he was a comedian on Saturday Night Live. He goes on to say, Google has all knowledge that man has ever developed. Wow, Franken is unbelievable. Google doesn't have any knowledge. They may have information, but not knowledge. But remember, this is Al Franken. He's saying things that have no rational meaning. But I'm going to tell you something before I get off the podcast today. These committee hearings have great importance for two reasons. I'm going to tell you what those reasons are later. So Franken goes on to say, Google has all knowledge that man has ever developed. I didn't know that, but I'm glad to hear Franken admitted it. I'm sure Facebook or Google was really happy. Google has all knowledge that man has ever developed. And we wonder why these politicians can't put together legislation that makes sense. This is what they say. This is what they believe. Franken believes that. He believes Google has all knowledge that man has ever developed. You can't put together rubles with a political ad and go like, those data points spell out something pretty bad. What is he even talking about? This is Franken. He's a senator questioning representatives of Facebook, Google, and Twitter. How in fact can Facebook reply? Facebook's general counsel, Colin Stretch, acknowledged the company should have had a broader lens. Even, what does that even mean? But the point is, they can't argue with a guy like Franken who says, hey, Google, you have all the knowledge that man has ever developed. I mean, they could argue that all day long. So they're better off just doing what Facebook's general counsel is saying. We should have a broader lens, because both of them, both comments, have little implementation possibility. But what is the whole point here? And then, of course, one of the other senators asked, was it just Russia? Was there some advertisement from China or North Korea? Or there was an exchange about, did Turkmenistan run ads? Where does it ever stop? Okay, I'll tell you the two things why this is important. But let me make a few more points first, right? Facebook said they have 5 million advertisers every month. And Louisiana Senator John Kennedy asked of Facebook, how can you be aware of what each of these advertisers do? And of course, they can't, because there's such a thing as shell companies, that the ads being run from a Russian interested party are run through a United States company. And it goes on and on. Now, let you in on one of the big, big secrets here. The big secret here is that this is not just a committee meeting or hearing to discuss Russian ads. There's a big thing going on in the background, and that is, how does the government characterize these media companies? By the way, they don't want to be characterized as media companies. They want to be characterized as platform companies. They do not want to be characterized that they are in the media business, although most of us think of them as social media. Now, the distinction is indisputably absolutely important. Why? Because when it comes to regulation, technology platforms are generally not responsible for the content on their sites. Yes, that's right. If it's a platform. But guess what? Media companies are. There are regulations that define what content media companies can present as news or as media. Now, believe me, neither Facebook, nor Google, nor Twitter, nor any of these kinds of media companies want to be characterized as media companies. They want to be characterized as platforms. Because platforms, tech platforms, that is, are not regulated. Now, there may be some general regulations, but nothing compared to the regulations of media companies. So, if you have an opportunity to read some of the comments or hear some of the comments these people make on TV as they're talked about by the TV commentators, notice that for the most part, they're very careful not to characterize themselves, that is, Facebook's counsel, Google counsel, Twitter counsel, will not characterize themselves as media. They are platforms. And to the most part, they're unregulated. But here's what is going to happen. So I mentioned the first important part of the reason for these hearings is, what is the correct characterization of these companies? if you go back even to telecommunications issues and HBO issues and cable issues, a lot of the issues there had to do with how those things were characterized. Because different characterizations come under different sets of regulations. If I'm Facebook, I want to be a platform. I do not want to be a media company. But politics is going to change that. Politics is going to either regulate them as platform companies, and that's what these senators are doing, or they're going to change the definition of media companies, and they're simply going to pick up all the current regulations on media companies. For me, they're media companies. I have a hard time seeing them any other way. They are media companies. But that's not a legal opinion. It's not even a technical opinion. It's kind of an opinion for what I would say representative of what I see other people refer to these companies as. What are you doing in social media? That usually means Facebook or Twitter or Google. So I'm not presenting my opinion as anything other than what I see is represented by the general comments about these companies by the general public. Now, the other big thing, of course, is that these companies, for the most part, have been Democratic in the past. That may be a broad generalization, and I agree with you, but typically people think about companies in the West Coast, tech companies, as being more liberal than conservative. And by the way, that's going to change. And you're going to see it not dramatically change, but change slowly over the next few years. Because as government gets involved in regulations, they will become conservative. Because Republicans typically are against regulations, and Democrats are typically for regulating business. So give that some thought today. This is going to be a shorter podcast, but if you have time, and I'm not sure if it's online, but at some point you'll be able to download the transcriptions from these hearings. Years ago, I downloaded the videos of Bill Gates when he was testifying before court in the Microsoft hearings. I found that to be better than watching TV. I think these hearings will not be as entertaining as the Bill Gates hearings, where when asked about an email, he said he wouldn't characterize it as an email. And they said, how would he characterize it? And he said he wasn't sure. It might be a memo. It might be a concept. It might be a notion, et cetera, et cetera. I enjoyed all of those videos. Now, here we have Franken, a senator from Minnesota, trying to make a point by saying that Google has all the knowledge man has ever developed. Google has it, all the knowledge. So if you have a problem lately, like if you're a heart surgeon and you have a problem, just go to Google because they have all the knowledge. Or let's see, can Google tell us how to launch a rocket to the moon? Well, Google has all the knowledge. Can Google tell us how to handle the North Korea situation? Google has all the knowledge. Franken probably got a big laugh when he said that. But a lot of people, probably represented by Franken, might even believe it because they hear him say it. Most people don't differentiate between knowledge and information. And apparently, Franken doesn't either. But why should he? He's been a comedian for years. He sells tens of thousands of books. And yes, I am jealous. I wish I could have been on that Senate committee and made that statement. I just would have loved to have said something like that. Said, people are buying ads on your platform with rubles. They're buying political ads. and that Facebook is the most sophisticated thing ever invented by man, and Google has all the knowledge. So between Facebook and Google, we have the most sophisticated thing ever invented by man, and we also have all the knowledge developed by man. So I guess we just stop developing things because Google has it all already. So, yes, I was trying to make a little humorous point there, but I guess the humor is in just listening to what one of our senators says about Google and Facebook. And there is a atmospheric point that I'm trying to make, excuse me for coughing, and that is that when we have a company that does business around the world, when it runs ads from advertisers around the world, and we have many companies now that are worldwide global concerns, that becomes the norm. I.e., Boeing may not like the Iranian deal, but they sure like selling Iran $10 billion of airplanes or whatever the number is. Same way with Airbus. I'm not criticizing that. I'm just saying in the whole picture of the world, we have worldwide corporations that represent countries with different political beliefs, whether it's Facebook or Boeing or any other global corporation. And this presents a problem when America tries to force regulations on a corporation that's headquartered in America but does business around the world. Can they ever stop Facebook from accepting ads from other countries? No. And if I am a company in France or Germany and I sell products to the United States, maybe I sell them through Walmart, and I notice that a political person is against the particular tariff that affects me being this company in France, so, yes, I'm going to spend a little money and run a few ads to make sure that my business stays secure. And more than likely, I have a receiver for my products in America who I ship them to. They want to keep receiving these products, so they may run ads to support that political belief, even though the money may come from me in France. That's how international corporations work. Think about it. Because advertising to affect our elections is just the beginning. And when I say affect, I mean affect them because a person in another country or a company in another country is affected by certain pieces of legislation that certain senators or presidents can affect. And therefore, I need to protect my own business. And if I'm exporting those products to the United States, then it makes total sense that whoever I'm exporting them to or working with the United States, we should run ads to support the political candidate that is helping us. And that's what ads do. When the Democratic Party spends $1 billion for ads, they don't do it to support Republicans. They run them to support their own particular beliefs. That's all I'm going to say on that. I hope I've given you some things to think about, but don't kid yourself. These hearings by people like Senator Franken on Google, Facebook, and Twitter will have an impact, even though it may be a few years before you see it. But don't think for a minute these companies aren't hiring Washington, D.C. law firms to make sure that their interests are not destroyed by Senate committees that really don't know what they're talking about. That's all for today. Bob Sherwood, webtalkwithbob@gmail.com, coming to you on November 1st, 2017, the day after Halloween.